Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, good morning. We are Kenkel Fritz and Friends. Hope you're having a good day so far. Maybe you have an excuse or something you say to allow you to do something.
I saw this. Somebody was like, what other excuses besides life is short do you go into bad decisions with?
Oh, I saw. So you say life is short. That enables you to just do whatever you want.
Yes.
Eat that donut.
Because life is short.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I think mine is, well, they offer Afterpay. That's what I preface really bad financial decisions
what
with.
What is Afterpay?
Afterpay is a service where you do 4 interest-free payments over the course of 2 months. So it feels at the time like you're paying a quarter price, but you have to pay it 4 times. So you're actually just paying full price. But it feels very cheap in the moment.
Buying another pallet.
Exactly. You're like, well, this isn't $60. It's $15. I love that. What a great deal. But then you also have to pay $15 4 times. So it's not a great deal at all.
It's a form of layaway.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Gotcha. Online layaway. There we go. That's a great way to look at it.
All right. So you're layawaying. You're delaying it.
I am.
We don't have to pay interest, right?
Right.
No, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what makes it so amazing.
Exactly.
But the problem is you start Afterpaying everything, and then every couple of days, like, there's another payment coming up for
your
something.
Your Afterpay has caught up with you.
It's terrible. I had to stop. I say that like I'm not going to Afterpay something tomorrow.
I know.
How about this one? Yeah, I'll start the diet on Monday.
Oh. Like, why is Monday the magic diet day?
I was going to say, that's today, though.
And then, but then
it's
you mess up.
It's probably like the worst.
And it's never, you never say, I'll start again tomorrow. It's, okay, well, next Monday. What is that about? Yeah, Monday is a weird, like, we just think it's going to be a magical diet day, and it never is.
No, it's the hardest day probably to start one.
Uh-huh.
I would think. Well, over the weekend's going to be the hardest.
Yeah, there is that.
How about you? Is there a phrase you use that is an excuse for you to just go ahead and delay or don't do or whatever it is?
I'm not here for a long time. Or was it, I'm here for a good time, not a long time?
I'm here for a good time.
People say that.
Give us a call. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. And you would do it because life is short. Talking about those old-timey sayings that you heard growing up, sometimes it takes a double take. It's like, what? I don't quite get it. What are we saying there? Family Life Radio, good morning.
I'm Lisa. I'm calling from Eudora, Kansas. And I listen to you guys a lot. It helps me in the morning.
Oh, thanks. So glad.
Yeah. So my mom used to always say, if I was standing like in front of the TV, she'd go, you know, your daddy wasn't a glass blower.
What?
I don't get it.
I heard something very similar. You make a better door than a window.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, got it.
That was a slow burn.
Yes.
or she say, you know, or if I had left the door open, she goes, you know, you weren't born in a barn.
Yes.
I've heard the born in the barn
thing.
That was
very commonly said.
Yeah.
In my home. Yeah. Raised in a pigsty. I had trouble like doing kind of obvious or easy things, my family was big on you couldn't hit the broadside of a barn with a bat.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Family Life Radio, what do you got?
Families are like fudge, sweet and full of nuts.
Yes.
I like
there's
that.
There's some sweet there and there's some nuts there. Well, how's that there working out for you? It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. I just remember that. That's one saying I remember from Dr. Phil when he's talking to somebody and they're just, you know, not nailing it, not doing real well.
Yeah.
So how's that working out for you? So we found this phrase. It's try it again with God. You ever try to go it alone? Well, let's try it again with God and see how it turns out.
Yeah. Man, I think about my career. For the longest time, for the first half of it, I was trying so hard to get somewhere on my own. I worked in pop radio, and I couldn't get to the markets I wanted to get to. I couldn't get the shifts, you know, like the day parts that I wanted. I always wanted to do mornings, and I couldn't do any of it. And then when God called me into Christian radio, literally the second job I had in Christian radio, every door that I had ever wanted to pass through on the other side of things opened up for me.
Isn't that cool?
What was interesting is that had no longer become my focus. So the market that I wanted to work in, the show that I wanted to do, none of that was my focus anymore.
Right.
But God gave it to me.
It's funny how when you put him first, well, it's the seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things, the cares of life, are added unto you. Mm-hmm. The stuff that you were thinking about in the first place were given to you
exactly
when you put him first.
Oh, yeah. I love that. For me, it was friendship. Before the Lord, these were not people I would need to spend a lot of time with. But I was trying to think of the nicest way to put that. And then coming to know the Lord and making friendships that now have lasted for years.
Oh, that's cool.
No matter the distance, no matter the miles between us.
That's cool.
And thanks to Facebook.
Yeah. That's neat.
We have remained true friends.
Yeah. Mm. Well, how about you? 888-888-9976. Is there something that went better when God was a part of the decision? I've moved my family before for a job. Didn't consult God about it. Oh, this is a great idea.
How'd that work out for you?
Exactly. How'd that work out?
Maybe you struggle with self-esteem and you thought the older you got, the better it would get. And you're like, man, I still don't always feel great about myself. I just read this fascinating study that says for the majority of us, our self-esteem does not peak until we are 60 years old.
Wow.
Right?
So when you're 60 is when you are feeling better about yourself, or I guess at the highest self-esteem you could possibly have, is what this is saying.
That's when you really just get comfortable with who you are. And I guess it makes sense, because I will say, while I think I do still have low self-esteem, the older I get, the more that I'm like, well, I'm wasting a lot of time worrying about what other people think of me. I still do, but in some respects now, I'm just like, they can kind of take it or leave it in this area.
Is that why maybe as you get older, you get a little more, hey, kid, get off my lawn? Does it coincide with grumpiness, I wonder?
I don't know, maybe.
A little bit of what will be.
Yeah.
This is me.
A little freer with your attitude?
Maybe. Although, maybe. I don't know. I think I've been very good off my lawn since I was like 25. So.
You've been telling people to get off your lawn for years.
Just don't even come near my lawn.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So,
I can only attain to get off my lawn. I don't know. I can't shake being worried that in some way I'm missing the mark.
You know, as you get older, I mean, I think it makes some sense, because you get wiser and wiser. You've had enough experiences, and maybe by then you're like, you know what? I don't care what other people think.
Yeah.
Just going to be myself.
I do feel like I'm moving in that general direction, so maybe I'll get there by the time I'm 60.
Well, how about you? Does this make sense to you? As you got older, your self-esteem increased? If I could say it right. 888-888-9976. And has your level of get off the lawn intuitiveness increased as well? What's going on there? Love to know. Time for Love Your Neighbor. This is where you let us know about an unsung hero, somebody in need possibly, and let us know about them and how we can possibly meet that need. Family Life Radio, good morning. Hello.
I gave a call to nominate my neighbor. I think that's how you say it.
Love your neighbor, to nominate your neighbor. Well, first of all, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Portia, and I'm calling from Arizona.
All right, Portia. Tell us about this person.
Okay, so my friend Denise, she has worked through like homeless ministries. In 2009, she lost her husband from a brain tumor. And in 2016, she adopted his biological grandson as her own son. She's been taking care of him. Just recently, she has been diagnosed with cancer.
Oh.
She started her treatment this week, and she had to file for disability. And I know she's not going to say anything because she's a woman of faith, but I know she could use money for groceries, gas, whatever could help her. Because not only does she have the burden of her sickness, but she's taking care of a kid that she doesn't have any income for.
Okay. All right. Well, what is it that, what's the specific area we can help out with then?
Gas, because she has to get back and forth to treatments. Groceries. There's several areas of opportunity.
What's her name?
Her name is Denise, and if you look her up on Facebook, you can see all her ministry outreaches. She sits in front of a store with a sign that says free prayer.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Sounds like a wonderful person.
She really does.
Fantastic.
All right, well, hold on. We'll get your info, and we'll see what we can do here.
Absolutely.
All right, that's the way this works. You tell us about an unsung hero, somebody in need, and we see if we can't fulfill that need. If you want to help out Denise, or maybe you want to nominate an unsung hero, 888-888-9976. Give us a call. Family Life Radio, it's time for the good news of the day.
It's good news.
To hear your good news, give us a call at 888-888-9976. Blake is with us. Tell us what's going on.
For 17 years, I was addicted to methamphetamine.
Wow.
I had always wanted to be a dad, always wanted to be a husband, but I never thought it was going to be in the cards for me. Anyway, about a year and a half ago, I gave my life to the Lord, and I've been clean that whole time, and I met my wife, and we just found out we're about to have a baby.
Wow. Oh. You gave your heart to the Lord.
Yes.
God gets you off of drugs.
Yes, sir.
You find a good woman. You get married. And now you're going to have a baby?
Yes, sir. We actually found out about a month after we got married that she's pregnant.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Yeah. That is a whole lot that happened at once there.
I owe it all to the Lord. I've been religiously listening to Family Life Radio and just the things of God and just everything in my life. I owe it all to God.
Wow.
Mm. It's just wonderful.
Man, what a turnaround.
Yeah. 17 years with a needle in my arm, and here I am.
Oh,
boy.
Wow. Man.
Praise God.
It's one of those things where someone says, but God.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
That's cool.
So I'm really involved in ministry now, and I do evangelism and everything like that. And it's just the last year and a half has just been wonderful. The blessings God has been giving me has been more than I could ever ask for.
Mm.
You know, Blake, we do have people that will call up and say, I was doing drugs and listening to your radio station. There are people that are maybe doing that right now. What would you say to somebody that's trying to come clean?
Just give your life to the Lord. Let him do it for you.
Mm.
I was sitting in jail facing 5 years in prison, and God came to me in that jail cell. I hit my knees. I said, Lord, I can't do it no more. I don't want to be this person anymore. So the best advice I can give is just quit trying to do it yourself and let God do it for you.
Just a complete and total surrender to him.
Yes, in every aspect of your life.
Amen.
You know, I was thinking the other day about our anniversary, Roger, mine, and maybe like us, you've had somebody do something really terrific and you wondered, how can I let them know the difference they've made in our lives? And that's what we were facing. Our anniversary was in front of us. And we were remembering that sweet pastor that married these two young kids. Roger and I had not even been dating for a full year. And I'm so grateful that he had the confidence to help us say, I do. And I thought, we need to let him know that that I do. And the time he invested in us, with the counseling and everything, that, hey, we made it.
That's awesome, Sally.
We thought, what can we do? Well, I did an internet search and found him. He had retired and was now enjoying golfing in Florida. And so we found an email address and wrote him a note to just let him know how much that meant to us. And I just thought that must be important. If you're marrying people, don't you sometimes wonder?
I think so. Yeah.
Did that stick?
That would mean a lot.
Yeah.
Because you marry a lot of people and you wonder what happened. I like that's a brilliant idea, Sally. I should do the same thing with the guy that married my wife and I.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, it took a couple weeks for the email to be found by him. So we kind of thought, well, maybe it went in some, you know, outbox somewhere. Yeah. But he got back and he said he was so happy to know that we were doing well. And
that's great.
We had our kids and yeah, it was just a great moment.
Maybe you should do the same thing. Find that person that married you and let them know. You're still together.
I love it.
Even if you got married last year. Hey, we're still Hey, good morning. We are Kinkle Fritz and Friends. So Sally just revealed that she looked up the pastor that married her and Roger and thanked him for it.
Yeah, I love that.
He's still around. I'm trying to think of the pastor that married my wife and I. Is he still around? Have you ever thought of doing that? Thanking the pastor that married you, thanking somebody that did something for you a while ago. 888-888-9976. Laura is with us. What do you got?
We're actually still friends with our pastor who married us. He's now retired, but my husband and I will be married in March for 30 years.
Hey!
Thank you. We had the honor and privilege. He married our son and our beautiful daughter-in-law on December 1st.
That's cool.
How great is that?
First time ever he has married a parent and then turned around to marry the son.
That's awesome.
I love that.
I do too.
He did not realize it till the day before the wedding. But that was very special for us. He was like, wait a minute, I've never done this before. But yeah, it was amazing.
That is so cool. Married you guys, married your son. Maybe he can supernaturally live long enough to marry your grandchildren.
Our grandkids would be amazing.
There's our pastor, Methuselah. Is your check engine light on? It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. My wife just texted me, and it's our thermostat connected to our cooling system is going out.
Uh-oh. Oops.
I've known about it. I need to...
Okay.
I got the part. I need to install it. I forgot this past weekend. But that's something that really, really you need when, you know, it gets hot and you have to have that fan kick in and stuff like that. Then I got to thinking, wouldn't it be great if there was a check engine light for God?
Ooh.
It's like you're driving along. Ding! You're a little low on grace.
That would be a constant alert for me.
Yeah, I think my check engine light is when I become a rattle trap. Like, I just start feeling grumpy and...
So, Sally gonna have a grumpy-o-meter.
Yes.
From 0 to 10.
Yeah.
Yes.
I could benefit from that. And also an impatience-o-meter, because I am like one of the most impatient people I know.
So in traffic, Misty's would be going off nonstop.
Exactly. My husband Jason is like, we're not even in a hurry. Why are you so worried about this?
And Misty's like, ding.
Yep, exactly. That light stays on.
What God's check engine light do you need to have? That would help you. I just want one that goes, ding, you're about to forget something. Family Life Radio, it's time for the Joy Report.
I got joy, 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 joy down in my heart today.
Hey, what's bringing you joy? Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Jackie is with us. What's going on?
I called back at the beginning of the year to share that I had got a job. I had been unemployed for 5 months, and I had mentioned I got a job at a Christian school and that I was waiting on getting answers to get my daughter into the daycare so that she can come to work with me.
Oh, I remember that conversation. Yeah.
It was a little bit of like paperwork to get through to get, you know, help from the state, and all of that was taken care of, and it was just a matter of waiting for a spot to open up. And last weekend, school had an open house, and I don't know, but something came over me and said, it's coming, it's coming. And yesterday I got a phone call from our director that a spot was available for my daughter, and she can start on Monday.
Oh, that's wonderful. Great news.
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah.
And then the other thing I wanted to share is going back to school had been on my heart too, but, you know, I'm in debt with student loans already, so I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to qualify, you know, for anything else or any type of assistance. I also got notification yesterday that school is going to be paid for through my financial aid, and I don't have to pocket out anything.
Man. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
It's great news.
Yeah. So my prayers are being answered one by one, and I've gotten closer to God in the last like 6 months, because it was really hard and there were times of anger, but I know that God has something so much better on the other side.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I'm just very thankful.
Thank you so much for sharing. That is awesome.
Yeah, thank you guys. I love listening to you on the way to work.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, you have a blessed day. I think you will.
Thank you.
Family Life Radio, Kenkel Fritz and friends with you. Are you ready to be happy?
Yes.
Well, certain people, believe it or not, happy people have habits. I'm not sure if the habits keep them happy, but maybe they're onto something. So here we go. These are the habits of happy people. All right.
All right.
Practice gratitude. Be thankful.
That?
Yeah.
Isn't that in the Bible? That's interesting.
All the good things God has done.
Right.
Don't you know? Don't you love it when God proves we can prove the Bible through science here? Know what you can and cannot control.
Ooh, that's important.
Yeah. And let's face it, we can't control a lot, so
I don't think we can control hardly anything.
I know.
Except our reaction to things.
Yeah, exactly. Get excited like a child.
That's fun.
I agree.
Nothing better than a child's laughter. Oh,
how
my
could
goodness.
That? How could that like to be so different if you're just giddy all the time?
I know, that'd be fun.
And then I like this. Focus on what you can do for somebody else today. That means getting your eyes off you.
And helping others just feels good. Being kind to others just feels good. So that automatically like makes you happy.
I agree. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.